Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first person that's ever got that. I say it all the time, and Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Is that what we touched on the way over?
Yeah, that amazing, that baffling, what fucking retarded conversation I had yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sorry, I sent Todd, I sent you a message just out of the clear fucking blue. But I was trying to explain myself. I hate talking through text or messages because I'm irrelevant because I hunt and peck when I type. So
that's cool.
20 minutes to go. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. No, that's kind of where I wanted to go with that Facebook thing, though, because this is the first time you and I, or Aaron and I, have ever talked.
Yeah.
But,
we've never had any sort of interaction other than Facebook and listening to each other's podcasts. And I find that completely bizarre. It's just how things have changed and how people just their entire relationship and how they interact with people.
Dude, I talk to that Matt guy like every day. I've never fucking met him. He lives in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, I have friends on Facebook I met through musician forums and stuff, and I've never had a phone conversation with him. Never saw him in real life. You know?
Yeah, it's weird. It's just it's bizarre how interactions have kind of changed in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah,
completely bizarre.
Think about the next 10. What the fuck's gonna happen?
Yeah, fuck that. I'm unplugging, man. I'm going off to fucking Montana or Peru or some shit, and I'm gonna get a carrier pigeon. Fly to the library so somebody can post my Facebook updates someplace.
Get out before they start installing the jack to plug in.
I'm just counting down the days till I can fully plug in.
Oh my God!
I'm going the exact opposite way.
Aaron wants a day when he can have a USB pussy just to insert his shit into it. You know what I'm saying?
USB pussy, US pussy. Yeah, that day is coming.
I'm not even. There's a show on TV of a coworker
watches.
I'm gonna
digitize my personality and rise above sex.
So to become a higher form of human, you have to become asexual. Then shit, I was the highest form of human during 10 years of marriage, man. I didn't have any.
That doesn't get any better. It does not change.
I'm getting higher and higher on the ladder every day.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Oh, let's just officially start this thing.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
This is going to be 20. Yes. we're skipping one. I'm Chris.
This is Aaron.
I am Rich.
And this is Todd. Hi.
Oh,
there we go.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Welcome.
There goes the neighborhood.
Special guest starts a very special episode.
Yeah Todd from Toddzilla X Pod.
I have a cat crawling on me, so if you hear
you
hear Ike howling, that's what that is. It's not me.
Yeah, there's two wandering in and out as they please.
So this is episode 20 already for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's this could be a lot quicker now that we're twice a week.
Yeah. When's this one going to drop?
Monday?
No, Thursday. Week from today.
Thursday. Okay. Sweet.
Well, week from today, we are recording this. Hey. Yeah. Meow. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Hold on. If Derek Jeter and A-Rod can let their dick swing in the same locker room, we can figure out who's going to lead this little motley crew.
Oh, I'll lead. I'm not afraid. God damn it. You know, I heard Aaron say something about, he said something on one of the podcasts, because we've been talking about doing this like on and off for the last few weeks. And we've had some conversations about it. And Aaron was afraid, or I don't know if he was afraid, but he made a comment in one of your recent podcasts that he thought I was just going to come in and just dominate the whole fucking thing. I got a real kick out of that. I'm going to come in and I'm just going to shit on your kitchen table or something. That's not the case. Obviously, as I start to bowl my way through the very first segment here. Let's just get the elephant out of the room, all right?
It was an admiration for somebody who can carry the whole podcast by themselves. I don't know if I could do that just all by myself. Anyway.
I appreciate but that's not what it sounded like.
It sounded like you're going to prison for the first time. You're like, I'm kind of scared. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't worry. Don't worry. Get in with the Christians, right. Aaron. Well, the Aryan Brotherhood aren't going to take you. Just get in with the Christians.
We've created this whole kind of world here, though.
You still make what kind of cellmate is Toddzilla going to be?
Oh, like, he just comes in. He's like, Mr. Todd, sir, I'll just do your laundry for you. Don't worry about it. I got the bottom bunk, sir.
I will do my very best not to step on toes. This is your guys' show. I'll just follow where you take me, okay?
Should we start with a little bit of recap on our last discussion? I mean, we did a whole half hour on guns last time.
I guess I somehow ended up in the gun guy camp. But yeah, go ahead.
I've
never shot a gun. I don't own a gun.
I've had a finger up my ass, too. Well, it doesn't make me gay. I'm just saying. Sometimes the toilet paper rips.
Makes you a digisexual.
But yeah, I think it was the next day that we found out about this 9-year-old girl. This poor girl.
No, this fucking moron. Is it okay that I'm glad he's dead?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Yeah, it's Darwinism, as I said in the pre-show. This is, you're going to put an Uzi in a 9-year-old girl's hand, and you're going to stand behind her, over her. What the hell do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
If you're not following, you know, how some you sort think- of have it, you know, chained down so it doesn't kick back into your face.
Right. Exactly. How did you think those little noodle arms could hold any automatic weapon and not... Yeah. We didn't get into this last time, but I have fired a lot of weapons, mm-hmm. only because my dad and my uncles and all, they're all hunters. Funky.
Yeah. Machine guns, Commodores.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
No, but
you can't get any Band of Gypsies machine gun? Come on. Anyways, whatever.
Slow your roll, all right? There's lots of songs about guns, all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, just the kick from a single firing gun is plenty for a young dude. But to think about trying to fire an automatic, a fully automatic weapon and have control, have any control over it. Not to mention, why? That's what I really don't get. Why is it necessary to have that gun in your hand? Why do you want your kid trained in automatic weapons?
Give me 1 second, and yes, I'll get into the why, because fucking, I feel like I know why. Because I have family members that would do some stupid shit like this, and it sucks. But, Todd, have you ever fired a fully automatic weapon?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I fired a fully automatic rifle once, and I was telling Chris and Aaron, it had 3 settings. Single shot, 3-shot burst, fully automatic. The way I was taught, single shot burst when you're in the military, that's when you slow fire, that's how you do it. 3-shot burst are, that's it. Fully automatic is suppression fire. You're not aiming, and don't think you're going to control where that rifle recoils to. If a grown man in the military can't control the recoil on a fully automatic rifle, why the fuck would they think a 9-year-old could?
Yeah.
And but why they did it, I tell you why. I got friends on Facebook that defended this fucking moron and said, teaching her gun safety. Well, you did an excellent job.
That is not gun safety.
They did a horrible job.
Gun safety starts with kids have no reason to have an automatic weapon. I was taught, as a child, I was taught gun safety, yes.
Yeah.
And it was with a handgun and a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And...
No, but my dad taught me with a 38, taught me with a 12 gauge and a 30-06. And only as I got older and I had friends that became very apparent were going to go the kind of creepy gun route. Like, I got an AR-15 for my 17th birthday.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Really? Did you get a trench coat too? I mean, it's just like, not cool. But then that's when I started like distancing myself from them, like going, okay,
yeah,
well, you don't want to be on the list.
You know what I'm saying?
Going Jesus through Christ. The school.
but no, these guys grow up and they have children this age now, and they go, well, you can go to any rifle range and rent a fully automatic, you know, submachine gun, and why would you want to do that? Why?
Why would you want to rent it?
Rent it and put it in the hands of your child.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why would you want to do that? That's insanity to me. I'd rather hand a kid a fucking Zippo and say, good luck with that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, did you guys happen to see the way the guy, the instructor dude, was outfitted too? You know, he's at this gun range.
Yeah.
I think it was I don't remember. I didn't look it up, but I think it. I'm just assuming it was suburban Phoenix or Tucson or something like that. But
he was
outfitted. I just moved from Tucson, by the way. I came from that culture down there, and Tucson's fucking batshit. Man.
Oh yeah,
that's another episode in and of itself. But it's just a different, weird fucking place down there. But this guy was at the he was at this gun range teaching kids Uzi safety while decked out in like Desert Storm gear. He had the camouflage on. He had the Desert Storm boots, and he's sitting in a fucking gun range. What is the point of it? He's like he's dressed up for Halloween while he's teaching these. It's the entire culture of it.
He's got to set himself up.
Like who the fuck are you?
Here's
why are you doing this to this poor little girl?
The name of that place is Burgers and Bullets. That's the name of the gun range. Tell me who they're aiming their target audience at for that. We got rid of Joe Camel because it's going to encourage kids to smoke. Burgers and bullets. You can just put bunnies in there and just get it over with.
A division of candy and camel.
Yeah.
What's the logical track for this young girl, too? I mean, you put an Uzi in a 9-year-old girl's hand. What is the point of this? Where are you trying to educate her? Where are you trying to guide her in 10 years?
Is the idea that she protects herself with this thing? This time, next time a psychopath barges into school, she'll be the one to take him out.
Yeah, she's gonna whip this Uzi out of her Hello Kitty backpack and defend our fucking freedoms for Jesus or something. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Hey, little girl, where did you learn how to use an assault weapon? Gangster rap albums and hood movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, my buddy who taught his. I'm really putting him on blast, but I won't name him because he would get upset. And he owns a lot of weapons. 7-year-old daughter, his stepdaughter on top of it, put a fucking .45 in her hand and taught her to shoot it. And I said, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm teaching her to defend herself. Really? At 7, you know what my dad taught me to defend myself? Punch him in the fucking face. You know
what
I'm saying?
Kick him in the balls.
Yeah, kick him in the balls and yell, that's not your purse, or whatever. To hand a .45...
Wait, did I hear that right? You were carrying a purse when you were 7?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's a satchel. All right. It's a satchel. Indiana Jones carried a satchel.
I'm learning new things about my podmates. Cool.
It's my merce. but no, I mean, I just can't imagine doing that. And when my daughter was 7, you couldn't even get toy guns, really, for kids at that age. I mean, they're kind of, if you see a toy gun in a store, it's like, did we just step into the 1980s? Where did that come from?
You still see a lot of toy guns. You just, they don't look.
They're like fucking multi Day-Glow colors.
Yes.
They look nothing real.
I think there's this huge subcurrent, subculture almost is going on. Because I grew up in what I call the sweaty redneck groin in Michigan, right? It's down Hillsdale County, south of Jackson. You guys are from Michigan. You know what I'm talking about. But this is the immediate area of this militia group down in Lenawee County that got arrested for plotting to kill a bunch of cops. About 3 or 4 years ago. Did you guys remember hearing about that?
Yes, I do.
It's sort of like this Michigan militia mentality that's going on. And this thing in Tucson reminds me exactly of what I feel whenever I go back to this fucking place. I have friends of mine who have the same mentality that you're talking about, Rich. They have this this idea in their head that they've just got to be armed to the teeth and they have to have their little G.I. Joe offspring armed to the teeth to protect America from some sort of fucking impending tyrannical government that's coming to get them or something like that. And that's the only way that they could do it. They have to arm themselves. They have to arm their kids. And that's how they're going to, protect America from, Obama.
If you ask them. Yeah, exactly. If you ask them, it's not even like
taking their guns and their white women.
It's not even like, okay, they're doing it because they're going to go join the Army, Marines or whatever. And they're going to go free the fuck out of another country, whether they want it or not. No, it's like we're doing it so when the government comes for them, they can resist. Because look at Germany. I'm like, how well that work for the Jews? You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's just be honest here.
It's true.
You're always outgunned and outnumbered.
Yeah, I used to tell these folks, I hate to use the word "you people" or "these people," but you know, it is a subculture. And I used to say to these people, you know, yeah, it's great when you're running around in the woods and you're shooting squirrels, right? Or you got a chipmunk that you can, you know, open fire on. But as soon as push comes to shove, what are you going to do other than shit yourself when a Blackhawk pops over the hill and you're sitting there with your little fucking, you know, your 12 gauge or whatever it is that you took off the rack to go fight tyranny today? You're not going to do anything but die. You know, if that's your mentality, if your mentality is to arm yourself and your family and your backwoods county against some sort of federal tyranny, you're basically target practice for these guys. It's not going to do anything.
And
you know, but you can't get that through, though.
Oh no, and I really don't want to get off on this because it goes to really some deep dark places with these people. But I've had conversations where they go, "They're not going to fire on us. They're us. They're our children. They're our brothers and sisters." And I'm like,
They're trained to follow orders.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest here. At a certain point, the odds of your child or a family member of yours being in that platoon that kicks open your front door are slim to fucking none. You know what I'm saying? You're just another target to them, man. That's all it is.
So. Hey, Backwoods Billy, I was in the military. I would fire on you. just so you know. You know,
to properly portray the target as the enemy. You know, I mean, if it's going to be within the U.S., then these are traitors, you know?
Yeah. You know, again, if you want to go to – I'm kind of in the middle on guns. I'm coming off like I'm an anti-gun guy, and I'm really not. I think that what happened in Ferguson the last couple of weeks, I don't really care what happened to Michael Brown. I think the details are muddy and everything. But what I do care about is the militarization of the police and what happened. Right or wrong, what happened with Michael Brown, but what happened with the protests, especially that first week when you had these military vehicles and these military outfitted police officers, law enforcement people coming in, that troubles me more than anything. And this is why I won't come out against guns, because if you're going up against the military, you're going up against Blackhawks, that's one thing. But I was actually kind of hoping when I saw these stormtroopers going down Florissant Street in Ferguson, there was a part of me, and I'm not proud to say this, but I was, man, I hope they have guns. I hope that they have something. I hope somebody there actually was packing. You know, I know that's not right, but that's the kind of tyranny that you have to really be concerned with.
Yeah, I experienced some of the same emotion, especially when I heard of reports of them, of citizens throwing tear gas back at the police.
Oh, yeah. I was like, good. Balls, man.
Yeah, it does.
Whether you, I mean, the argument about whether there was oppression in place before that can be made. I don't know. Yeah. You know, who really knows the history of that town outside of the people who live in there?
Yeah.
But that was definitely oppressive behavior from the police after the killing of Michael Brown. And how did they not expect the people to react violently to that type of
change? The thing is, though, I think that the two issues are unrelated. There's a cause and effect there as far as oppression and as far as the racial issue and everything else. Even the details of what happened to the guy, you know, there's institutional failure, as Chris and I have talked about before, and that, you know, is going to lead to the reaction. But that doesn't matter. Once the protest happened, okay, what had happened before that, to me, is really irrelevant to what happened afterwards and the reaction of the local police force, even the National Guard being sent in. The two, to me, aren't related. We came in to crush this because of what happened before.
Right.
You know, once the protests began, then you're dealing with...
Because a lot of people try and write this off as, well, violence begets violence. Well, you know, there's there's murder, there's, you know, violence against the police violence against citizens.
I'm right here.
But am I yelling?
No.
What, yes?
A lot of people who say violence against begets
you're
violence.
You're waving that spoon
I'm,
around.
I'm waving my spoon accusingly.
It's like train spot. Not mean this shit with this spoon.
But I think...
I couldn't see what the hell
that
was.
The point that Todd makes is we really do need to separate this, because this is a police response to a citizen protest.
Exactly.
And the question is not whether you agree with that citizen protest or not, because it could be the citizen protest that you choose to participate in next that's greeted with smoke grenades, automatic weapons, tanks, battle gear.
And on top of that, the National Guard. Okay, I had buddies who went to National Guard right out of high school in the mid-90s. They were training them for, like, natural disaster relief. Floods, stuff like that. Rescue. Now it's like I have friends who get out of active duty. They go National Guard for reserves. And they're like, we're being taught to mow down people. Like, it's you know, they're taught, you know, they called up our units first sometimes in Iraq and Afghanistan before active duty people and threw us over there. And so the humanitarian side of it is minimized, if not all gone.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought. You throw these people in there. Because what?
Yeah.
Once again, if you call yourself a hammer, everything's going to look like a nail.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah, it's
neat.
I mean, what do you say? Yeah. Chris is just like, I don't know what to do.
You know, this is something too that you know, I come down a lot. If you listen to my podcast, and I'm assuming that you guys have, you know, I come down a lot, really, really hard on the teabaggers. I can't stand the Tea Party. But this is an issue that doesn't seem to me it should be ideologically divisive. You know, this is something that seems to me has fallen right into the most conservative of conservatives' lap as far as big government goes and as far as the Second Amendment, things like that. And they're just deadly silent. They're all falling in lockstep. They're all being the constitutional Uncle Toms and falling in lockstep behind law enforcement. Yes. Why is that?
Yes.
Why the fuck is that?
It's like Christians who support the death penalty.
Yeah.
Do you not know the words of Christ? You know what I'm saying? I mean, but no, it's serious. I get you because it's, hey, we need to send more troops in. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a minute. What about right to assemble? And what about these people's right to defend themselves against a big government, a tyrannical big government? If this was teabaggers out there, it would probably get violent a lot quicker than it did. It wouldn't be looting and riots. It would be flat out fucking Wild West free fires out there.
Some angry white men.
Oh yeah. Looking for a reason to kill people.
Yeah.
So I totally get what you're coming from, and I'm glad you touched on it because I've yet to hear many people outside of one-on-one conversations touch on that. And it's to me that's just such a blanket. It's a third rail that the media has decided we're collectively not going to touch.
Well, exactly. And there's a reason for that, I think. And it goes back to something that Chris and I have talked a lot about. And it's commodizing or turning news into a commodity that has to be. It's,
here we go.
That's your shit. Go, Chris.
Well, he gets it from me. But but no, it falls into that because what you have is a set of facts. And what happened to Michael Brown, there are some empirical facts about what happened then. That day, but what's happening with Fox News, with MSNBC, and even CNN?
He froze. Uh-oh. That's a crazy post.
I know.
He looks like he's farting.
I know he probably can't hear us. Can we screen grab that real quick? What happens when you listen to Unregimented and Toddzilla? This. Now, what if we come back and he's in mid-rant and he doesn't even realize that we couldn't hear him? That would be fucking great. Be like, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Could you say that again?
And the call reconnects automatically. And he's like, and that's why ostrich meat should be outlawed.
What? What is it George Carlin said? He goes, do you ever go to a party and it gets real quiet and that's when you say the most outlandish shit? Like,
I know.
So I'm going to have my balls laminated. Yeah. Why did everybody shut up when I said that?
I know. That's why I'm going to have my testicles laminated.
Oh, we went offline.
Oh, fucking he worships at the altar of jobs. That's what happens with iPhones.
No, you got Bill Gates over here probably fucking it up.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe it's because he didn't utilize the white space in the area. Maybe he doesn't have a good internet connection.
Maybe he said, fuck this, I'm out of here.
It seemed like he was just getting warmed up.
I know. It's just a little cheese doing most of the talking.
Is it like set on an automatic retry?
Dude, no, he's offline. Like, I can't.
Oh, okay, so it's not just something like he can just hide where he looks like he's offline, but we know he's actually online. Fuck you, Bill Gates. You said Windows 95 would be fat. No, what was it? Windows, 95.
Windows whatever.
Would be faster. It is. Fuck you, Bill Gates. All right. So did you text him?
Yeah.
All right. I hope this isn't like.
We're just going to do all the ads separate. We'll do those after he hangs up. Like, you know, if we're rolling, I don't want to kill that. We can just cut it all. All
right. We can cut it right now, actually. Wait for him to get back to us.
Yeah, why don't you read a couple ads?
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook, following us on Twitter at UnregimentedPod. You can also email us unregimented@christophermedia.net. Subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on christophermedia.net. Android users, you can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on christophermedia.net. Thanks for listening. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at christophermedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows, like Unregimented. We come out every Monday and Thursday, the Weedsman Podcast every Friday, M&M Question Everything every Sunday, and the Todd Deluxe Pod. He's on with us now. Well, we're waiting for him to come back. But whenever the fuck he feels like it, maybe we'll address that with him. Like, hey, man, we have some consistency or what, man? Keep dashing our hopes against the rocks.
Rich drove through 5.5 hours of flooded Metro Detroit for a show. You can't stay connected for more than 40 minutes.
Yeah. But when you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net.
Came across some information on my ex-wife's cell phone.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that last week. That's no good.
Yeah, and I threw the phone at the bathroom wall, and then that wasn't satisfying enough. So I ran at the bathroom wall and punched it.
Oh.
And then afterwards, looked at my hand, and it was like, boop.
Yeah.
Like that. And I went, damn it, I'm going to the hospital.
Yeah, there's a Roger Allen Wade song that says, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I'm just not that tough anymore, so I can't afford to be that dumb.
Hey, the problem might be on our end. I don't have internet.
Let me go check.
God damn it, Mikey B. You won't run me to the store, but you'll kill the internet. Here, I'm going to step out and get a cigarette while you guys figure this out.
I'm looking at, I'm trying to get some statistics on food allergies, and I'm on the foodallergy.org, raising awareness for food allergies, and so it's got like this true stories. Here, and I'm like, yeah, this person, that person. This is Nicole D, 18, female allergy. Damn, she's 18.
Calm down, buddy. I'm going to call my Facebook, stalk the shit out of you later.
That was the thought process. That's why I was going, Jesus Christ.
No, dude, I even think when we get old and our dicks don't work, it's still going to be that way.
Yeah.
Sadly. Good. It's. I found out after my dad died, was cleaning out his townhouse, and I came across a Mandy Moore CD in his 6-disc CD changer in his bedroom, and I was like, Uncle Bill, what the fuck is he doing listening to Mandy Moore? And he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, your dad was kind of seeing an 18-year-old near the end there. I'm like, 54, and he was nailing an 18-year-old? I'm like, I haven't had 18-year-old pussy since I was 18. This is bullshit, man. He's like, yeah, he goes, yeah. Your father. Don't know what to say.
It's been a while, but my last real girlfriend was 19 years old. That was 3 years ago, maybe going on 4 years now.
That's still up there with Rob in the Cradle, though. Because you'd have been, what, 35?
Mm-hmm. That's 36. Yeah, I was 36. 36. That was 36 dating a 19-year-old.
Yeah, those days are gone for me. I am not wealthy or pretty enough to ever date that young again. I even get kind of creeped out if I see a chick who looks really young in like a porn on the internet. I'm just like, should I even look at this? Click.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it's like, yeah, is this legal? Readily available, so I can't imagine it's illegal. It's not like I went to the depths of the internet.
Yeah, like I'm into like generally into skinny girls with small tits,
mm-hmm.
but you can't try and search for that shit because it just goes.
Won't lead it left and right.
Yeah.
And barely
you got
legal.
Some girl who looks like 12, and you're like, ew, no like your boner just.
Boner killer.
Yeah, you might as well just fucking swan dived into the hardwood floor with your boner. Boner first.
Good, the mic's on. Want to get some freshly squeezed hate.
Let's do it.
All right.
What the fuck just happened? We'll have to do a little patching. So, yeah. Unfortunately, we've lost our Denver feed today. We're hoping that Todd can get back on the line with us later.
Oh, no.
In the meantime...
Fucking nobody's going to be on the line with us later.
Oh, good.
Did you just cancel AT&T?
No. However, I was told they can't come out until Saturday.
Come out? For yeah. What?
They have to... apparently, there's an internet. They think it might be on our end. They said, well, sometimes the wires are a little old. I said, you just put these motherfuckers in here a month ago. It's not here. Well, there will be a $99 charge if it's your wire. I said, you just put these wires in here a month ago. It's not going to be the wires. And I'm like, so I have to go an entire day without internet. Well, yes, sir. We're sorry, the service technician's got... I'm like, you got to do better than that. We're sorry that he's got quite a workload. I was like, what, you got only fucking one? You're AT&T. You have one service guy in our area? Well, fuck them. They don't sponsor us. I'm going to fucking slander them all over the place. Fucking dicks.
Shit, even WoW got someone out the next day.
Don't fucking... Jesus Christ, don't... Let's not... No, man, you know what? It's a pod... Right. We'll get to that.
AT&T does control the bandwidth ultimately, so, you know, future unregimented are going to...
They're going to bottleneck us?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's funny is... Dude, I experienced that yesterday. I was editing episode 18.
Yeah.
At one of the hotels I was at, and I hadn't installed the most current update of the program I was using. So it was just all skippy and...
Oh, yeah, really?
Fucking glitchy, and as soon as I updated it, smooth as motherfucking silk. Yeah, but I have to wait 24 hours. I said, I run an internet business out of this house. I said, glad I don't have anything to do important tomorrow. I have to wait a whole entire day. Well, what window would you like? 12 to 4, 4 to 8? At first, I want as early as you can get out here. Oh, the technician should be out 12 to 4. Oh, gee, thanks for narrowing it down. I only have to give up a quarter of my fucking day. Freshly squeezed hate.
Yeah, because, wait a minute, yeah, you still have your
hey,
table.
You know what? This leads right into the thing you wanted to fucking talk about. About the, was it the white space?
Well, yeah, that is, it is interesting.
Fucking cocksuckers! Sorry, I'm pissed off. We were rolling, and they fucking... I've had them for years. This is the first time anything like this ever happened with them. Like, the WoW, well, the tragic comedy, that was the 3 months we had WoW.
They think that there's some kind of technical issue going on then.
Yet you still have cable. So
we got the dish.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad.
Because, I mean, then I'll run through all the wires in this place before they come out. And there's no reason to pay a $100 charge.
Only if they think it's on our end will we be paid $100. Well,
yeah, but what if
$100?
It is? I mean,
it's not. They just put them in.
Does this have anything to do with the billing?
No, not at all. Then,
so it just
first
stopped.
I paid it.
It just stopped all of a sudden.
He didn't even bring it up.
Okay. So it just stopped all of a sudden. So if there's an issue with the line somewhere and it's inside the house... They're going to want to charge you. That's what I'm saying.
They can get fucked because I won't pay it. Then I'll get Comcast.
Anyway.
Then we'll do the revolving door.
Every 6 months you call a new internet provider and go, can you beat what I'm doing now? I don't know. I had something with Comcast called the Blast Package, $50 a month. No.
At this point, can you not be a fuck and can I get reliable internet? That's what I want.
Mine was reliable. I don't know what you have as far as speed. Mine was 30 down and 5 up for $50 a month, flat. I don't know what you guys have.
Oh, and I got, because of all the shit we do, no, I got the King Pimp.
Gotcha. My buddy who works out of his home, he's got like 100
package,
down and
by
like
the way,
15
called,
up.
It's called the Kick Pin. Get the King Pimp.
King Pimp.
It's the new AT&T Urban package.
I don't know. I can't get more than 3 megabytes at one time.
Because your phone? Anything.
No, on any device.
Oh, okay. Internet. So that's because that's why we lost Todd.
Yeah, that is why we lost Todd. AT&T. That's why.
The powers that be.
Where are we going to pick up? Because I don't want to just scrap the conversation that we had with Todd. We were kind of wrapping up on guns. So we said everything we needed to about that, though, right?
I've lost my train of thought on that conversation because it's been a minute. So
we'll just throw in a little patch there and then move on to the next subject for now then.
I'll make it all sound like it happened in real time.
Although,
even though I get the big 50-minute gap.
I know. I was like, oh, we're still rolling. He goes, what's better than not hitting record and losing everything again? I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. It's better than forgetting to hit record again. It's totally through a monkey wrench. I just started getting my groove going.
I know. We all were a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I was reading about... some interesting technology on the on BBC's website about utilizing white space, television white space for internet. And if you're not familiar with this concept, in the broadcasting frequencies, they have significant gaps in between to... that was a neat trick, by the way. Oh, you just finished your drink and blew out smoke, and I was like,
"Cause I'm a fucking
magic.
I'm a champion, son."
First ballot Hall of Famer for that one.
You just turned vitamin water into smoke.
Yeah.
So They leave significant gaps in between the stations for television broadcast, and that's so that there's not bleed, there's not interference between the two. But they found that they can actually put other frequencies in between there that don't interrupt with the TV frequencies, and this is a way to distribute internet, basically by sending it to a hub for an area. So if you have like a lot of rural areas, my parents live out in BFE, and they got to get satellite internet, which blows. I mean, it's basically dial up. It's that speed, and they don't have any other options. So
you can beam internet over TV antenna.
Yeah, you have to have another distribution antenna to get it to all the houses. Get mm-hmm. enough strength to get out to all the residences. But that was just kind of a side thing. Like, that was just interesting. And I think it's a good idea. But ultimately, what struck me is the way that the article started, which now, not, mind you, this is from the BBC. So this is in England. It starts off with, we're all used to having blazing fast internet everywhere in all of our homes. Because they are, because the UK is fucking wired, just like most of the world is at this point. I mean, with not just, you know, sending stuff over cable lines and phone lines like we are. They have dedicated T1 lines and optical lines. You know, the world is beating us in internet.
So why? Why is this?
Lack of forethought and infrastructure.
I was going to say infrastructure.
Yeah. And also not wanting to go head to head with these companies that provide millions and millions of dollars for, you know, political races all over the nation. They have their special interest groups and everything. I mean, when they rewrote the laws for broadcast with FCC, they went to the broadcasters. You know, when they decide how they're going to handle or how they're going to regulate internet, they go to Comcast, they go to Time Warner. You know, these guys are regulating their own business. That's part of it.
So it's a cash grab in a way.
Well, no, I mean, it's
setting themselves up for an eventual cash grab.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, so you have to imagine a scenario where, you know, let's say a senator wants to wire up his whole state with internet and give out free Wi-Fi to everyone. Because it's going to be good for business. It's going to be good for education. It's just going to advance their state. Well, they're going to be outvoted by everybody else who's getting paid off by Comcast, basically, or Time Warner, or any other big internet conglomerate that we have. Or we only have like three now, basically, right?
Yeah, it's Time Warner, essentially Disney, and then
yeah,
because Disney owns ABC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then one other company. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah.
Verizon.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably Murdoch.
AT&T. Verizon. Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, there's incentive for them to keep the technology in place that is currently being used. If we did T1 lines, that would supplant cable lines.
Well, it's interesting you bring it up because I never, excuse me, when I lived in upstate New York, I had a buddy of mine who worked at a company and they made fiber optic cable.
Yeah.
And this was 98, 99. And I mean, I'm talking huge fucking spools of it were just being shipped. He said constantly overseas or to different countries. And I'm like, why the fuck aren't we shipping it to domestic? He goes, bigger cities. Yeah. But he goes, I asked him when we're going to have fiber optic cable out here in upstate New York. And he goes, it's going to be a long time. I mean, because they're in the Herkimer Valley, which is like there's nothing there, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in the village of Mohawk. It started at one stoplight, ended at another. It was a block and a half long. So, I mean, that is tiny for a city guy like me. I mean, that was ridiculous. But another thing I think is kind of interesting is that we're what in internet speed? It's something ridiculous like what, 46th?
Yeah, we're way down on the list. I think we actually talked about this on a previous Unregimented a little bit before your time, mm-hmm. but I had the exact number. But yeah, we're way down on the
we're
list.
Not even in the top 25.
No.
Okay. And as I was telling you, I heard this on...
I think it was 40th. It was somewhere around the 40s.
Gotcha. Anyway. As I was telling you earlier, I heard on one of the broadcasts on NPR a couple months ago that the UN declared internet like a basic human right as far as education, I'm guessing. I'm just taking a guess with that. Like, as in any developed country should have internet in their classrooms. There should be no school in a country that's mm-hmm. not, they're not drinking shit water out of the, you know, mud water, right, that they don't have internet.
Because it's that's how that's how societies
masturbation is not a crime.
That's how societies have always advanced, is through the exchange of ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Through, you know, through sharing information and technological advances.
Now, let me guess.
But that I do find that interesting. I wasn't aware of that until you told me earlier today. But, you know, it's another conversation that we've had before about this. It should be a right. Well, we talked about regulating the internet more like a utility, because what we think of as basic rights here in our country, it's to, you know, have shelter and heat and lights, you know, electricity.
You get an argument from some people that that's not a right. That's a privilege.
Just absolutely. Saying. I agree with that. But
got that emergency internet.
Well,
we pulling down a big 1.5 gig.
I don't know. That's from work.
Oh, okay.
But I agree. It's like, it's not a right. It's a privilege. It's something that you have to pay for. But look at the water situation in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sustainable because, you know, the city's going into debt because people aren't paying their water bills. And so what did they do? They did what any company does. They shut off the service until they get paid. They're not just going to, they can't just give it out for free. Well, they got a lot of criticism for that, because they were leaving people high and dry, well, so to speak.
I think most of the criticism from me comes from the fact that Ford Field has like they said something like close to $100,000 back water bill.
Really?
And they're shutting people off who owe like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
You've been to my friend and his wife's house. Both of you have now.
Yeah.
You see the area they're in. Uh-huh. Chris had firsthand experience with the barrels for the construction today. They had a water main break at the house next door that flooded my buddy's basement that Detroit did nothing about for but a part of a month.
Really?
Yeah. They just now finished fixing it. And their water bill, I've been there. You know, when water shut off until payday. How long did you go without paying it? 35 days, 40 days. That's it. You have motherfuckers who haven't paid property tax or their water bill in years who still have running water and, you know what I'm saying, still are on their property. And the bigger companies who use this utility, just thousands and thousands and thousands. Now, when it came to light, Ford Field automatically was like, oh, we'll pay that. It's like, yeah, you want to get out of the spotlight as quick as possible, get the heat off you.
But, you know, I can tell that I already know the posture this city will take on it is with the amount of money they pump into the city, we'll fucking let them go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, what, you ain't got it? Ford is on your building, son.
Well, like, to be fair to Detroit, they responded to the criticism. They set up a lot of payment arrangements. They got a lot of water turned back on to their own cost. And they had a moratorium on turning off water that's now since passed. But they are taking a 10% of what your total bill is. They will take that as a deposit to get your services back on.
Yeah, they said.
And make arrangements there. So they are working on it. But my overall point was not to really talk about the water problem with Detroit, but to use that as an example of how we think of utilities as a basic human right. The outcry was because, you know, well, this is America. How can you leave somebody without water? It's like you're making them live in a third world country because they don't have running water. This has become, we've adapted our thinking on this to think of power, lights, hot and cold running water. These are basic rights here in America. I guess you can't call it a basic human right, right? Because then I guess we would be.
Would it be an internet?
No. Utilities.
The only one of the utilities I would call a basic human right is water.
Yeah.
You do need it to survive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, if we really considered that a basic human right, not just a basic American right, then we would be charging all over the nation with pipes instead of tanks. You know, we would be running irrigation systems for places in Africa instead of storming deserts. But
why? Wow, war's more profitable, though.
True.
It's higher profit margin on war.
True.
And real quick.
And brown people get to die.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Blood Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where they're talking, the two guys from Africa, and they go, well, they're just here for diamonds. Imagine if they find oil in this country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then all of a sudden, we'll come in, we'll free the fuck out of you, and then we'll put enough infrastructure to get that oil to where we want it to go. But then we're going to be like, yeah, now you're on your fucking own yet again. But see, Water
free the shit out of you.
I guess water. I never really looked at it as a basic human right. The one that always stuck out in my mind.
We were just talking about internet as being a basic human right.
I said
right.
The UN declared it.
Right.
Kofi Annan or whatever his name is, the head of the UN. So yeah. But like I said, I think he phrased it such as it's a human. I feel like I'm playing San Andreas. Or no, Vice City. Like, I'm gonna hop out.
Dude, I thought he was gonna fucking
deck you.
I was very
most hated song ever.
Oh, I didn't really? I did not know that.
Ever.
Really?
Oh, that is pushing my buttons, man. Yes.
Have you ever heard the choir do it? With the beatboxing and stuff? It's fucking hilarious.
I don't care. No,
is it racist? They're showing giraffes.
Always thought it was one of the dumbest songs in the world.
It's Toto, of course, is dumb. Hold the line.
And then my ex-wife decided to inform me that that was her and her fiance's song.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think you dodged a bullet on that one, sir. I mean, me and my ex-wife's first song we danced at her wedding was Nick Drake, Northern Sky. Okay? She was that enlightened. So, yeah. You dodged a bullet. But no, okay. So, the utility I've always thought of was more of a basic human right is here in the winter in Michigan, gas. Because if you call the gas company and you're an older person on a fixed income and say, look, I can't pay my gas bill, as long as you make the arrangements, in theory, they won't shut you off. There's always some stories you hear about. And it's usually due to customer error or an error in processing the payment.
They didn't pay it?
Well, no, dude, I set up payments. One of the biggest arguments me and my former roommate just had a couple months ago is I called Consumers Energy and set up a payment schedule. Had all the physical receipts from where I paid it. Had all the receipts online. They cut me off. He flips the fuck out. And he's like, it's all your fault. You're an asshole. I'm like, whatever. I'll handle it. Don't worry. You can go back to having a right not to give a fuck. I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'll deal with this. Call them. I spent 2.5 days during their business hours talking to these people. And they're going, well, basically what it boils down to is, who's your second choice for gas in your area? Like, there is none. Yeah. So I guess we kind of got to the crux of the situation, didn't we? And I was like, motherfucker. So I called them and I said, how much? And it was like $150. $150 is what they shut me off for. And I was on a payment schedule that I had made the payments. And this weekend I get a call. Hi, this is Consumers Energy with our appliance protection program. We'd like to know if you'd like to pay us to protect your appliances. I went the fuck off. Called this guy a motherfucker, a cocksucker.
There wasn't a robot that called you.
No. And this poor guy, he took it for 5 minutes and he's trying to interject. And I'm not even taking breaths. I'm just letting him have it rapid fire. And I finally got done and I was just like, and before I could launch into the second salvo and volley of verbal abuse, he goes, sir, I understand. I've been there. It's like, I'm really sorry. I had no idea you had the problem with this company. You're not the first person I've talked to that said they've had a problem with us doing that with payment plans. And I said, so, I was like, good on you. You calmed me down. And I'm sorry I cussed you out. I realize you're just a cog in an evil machine.
Right.
You're not running the machine.
But I'll argue that that makes him complicit still. But anyway.
No, I got you. And I did tell him that.
Yeah. Hey, you choose who you work for. I know you got to feed your family, but...
Yeah, I know. I've remember the telemarketing place above Specs?
Yeah, I worked there like a day.
Yep. Yeah. And I was like, I'd rather suck dick in a strip club than do this. I'll swing around a pole any day.
Before we go totally off on shitty jobs, though.
Well, no, this is just shitty companies. So I'm just touching on gas. I feel is more of a human right than water because you can go down to the river and get water. I mean, let's be honest.
My greater point here is that we've evolved our thinking from, you know, just having running water inside of our houses, electricity, to taking it for granted and assuming that, you know, as long as you make enough money to pay your bills, that is your basic right to have those things. And even in situations where you can't pay your bills, we have systems set up inside Detroit, you know, that we have systems set up to make sure your heat stays on during the winter time.
Yep, state emergency relief. That's what they call it here in Michigan.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, so Todd believes it was the NSA that shut that.
Yeah, I told you. It's the powers that be. They're like, fuck, we can't let these four get together.
So
it'll be like Voltron.
We've accepted and adapted this new technology into our lives to the point where it just is a basic way of living. And we're starting to get there with internet too,
mm-hmm.
where that is the way to communicate with the world. And it shouldn't be based on how much you make or where you live. It should be based
on
much information you want to seek.
I can't agree with that. It's a basic right. It's not. Dude, if you wake up tomorrow and you don't have internet, you're going to be all right. We managed to do it. We managed to do it before 1992.
But when you control information, you control progress, right?
Like, things like...
So if you have nations that are able to communicate better and progress more than other nations that aren't, then you are giving them a leg up.
Well, that's what I was going to say. China is way ahead of us in internet speed.
Yeah.
So is North Korea.
Yeah.
And they actually...
And they are horrible on human rights.
And they block what people in their country can find. And if you dare to try to find a workaround, you get... come here. What were you reading on the internet? You know what I'm saying?
What you say is true, although there are many people, not so much in North Korea because they are totally brainwashed there, but in China, there are plenty of people finding the information that they want and getting the information out there.
Well, China makes North Korea look like Rhode Island to Texas, you know what I'm saying, as far as size and amount of people and, you're not size, but, you know, population. Mm-hmm. So the more people, the more dissidents you're going to have. You're going to have people who are going to fuck this system.
Oh, you're saying the
system.
Smaller population is easier to control. Yeah, I agreed.
But yeah, all this just... I don't have internet right now. You know what I did? And this is... I went to Metro Piece of Shit, and I said, is there any way I can get unlimited data that I can tether to a laptop or use as a hotspot, and you're not going to bottleneck
$45 a month, right?
No, it's an extra $20 a month. You got it.
That's not bad.
And I was like, versus $100 for 30 up and 5, or 30 down and 5 up?
Yeah.
I just found my new way to get the internet. You know what I'm saying? Fuck WoW. They'll get my back bill, but I'm never fucking going to them again.
Well, I'm not going so far as to say that, you know, people shouldn't be having their internet shut off, and, you know, there should be government programs set up to make sure that these
government internet.
Yeah. No, I will go so far as to say that in schools, in libraries, any place where you have to have the internet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Obama net.
Yeah. You just log on and it's like, Obama is wonderful. You love Obama. He's giving you free internet.
It's like the Obama phone. You get Obama net that comes on the Obama phone.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up because I think that's the Obama phone, the government phone. And I know a lot of people think that that's ridiculous. But when you give a person a way to make something for themselves, then you're doing a lot more with your money.
Oh, we're back to teach a man to fish, and
he'll
fish for a lifetime.
And that's you apply that theory kind of in a greater aspect to the internet. You're advancing ideas. You're advancing culture.
Yeah, but
you're leveling the playing field of information.
You do not need super duper pimp mega speed internet at home.
I'm not
to pull up Wikipedia.
No,
but you do need it in schools because so much of I can't believe how much schooling is online these days. Even colleges. I mean, I'm sure if you go to like Stanford, there's still the
prison experiment.
The prison experiment? If you go to Stanford,
still happening. They're still in the basement yelling at each other.
You go to Harvard, like there's the what we think of when we watch, like, you know, Good Will Hunting or movies about college where there's a professor up there and it's like the small version of an auditorium. But how many classes are actually online at reputable schools? We're not talking University of Phoenix or, you know, DeVry.
Yeah.
And it's that way, and because that is how you're going to learn higher education. So we're slowly trickling it down to our kids. And you got kids in the hood who don't have that. They're really not given just an equal playing field to get out of fucking grade school and know how to use shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I do have a problem. You go to these kids' houses and they got Xbox One, PS4, high speed connection, and they're calling people faggots on fucking Xbox Live all day.
I was going to say, school only does half the job, buddy.
Calling a faggot and calling the SWAT teams on them, apparently, too.
Like I said earlier, don't camp. That's what you get when you camp.
Well, we didn't
cover
that.
Do you see what you get when you camp with a stranger in the Alps?
this is a thing, apparently. swatting.
I just thought it was talking about beating your kids.
See, like, okay. The more... like,
yeah, well, hold on. We got to explain it first. We got to explain it first. This is not something that everybody's going to... Oh, yeah, swatting. Swatting, not at flies, not at your kids. Swatting refers to calling the SWAT team on somebody by, you know, staging a fake call. Staging a call that makes the threat seem dangerous enough to warrant a SWAT team showing up at your door. That's what happened to this guy in Littleton, Colorado. He was playing a game, you know, some kind of online multiplayer Call of Duty type thing. And there's video of the whole thing.
The other players were running. You can run video on your games now and then upload it.
Yeah. So they recorded this video of it in that way. The other players were experienced it. If they didn't see it, they heard what was going on, because the guy in Colorado heard some commotion and even said, "Oh, I think this place is being swatted." Like, knew
but
that
I'm
it was
not putting down the controller.
Knew that it was a thing, and that it most likely was happening to him right now.
But that is dedication to the game. I'm just saying, you're like, is there someone kicking my front door? Fuck it, I gotta kill this guy real quick.
And that's exactly what happened. Yeah, kicked the front door down and had guns in his face. And
I question the more and more we talk about this, the more I wonder if it's a real thing, dude. That's a crime. Like, that's like filing, that's making a false police report.
That's calling it a bomb threat.
Yeah, that's
crime.
Yeah.
That's okay. Felony federal.
Like, you'd be hearing about all these lawsuits going on.
Yeah, but how are they going to find them?
Here's the thing.
There's a GPS in my car.
Come on, dude.
No.
These guys are like...
They have an Xbox Live or a PlayStation Network ID. If they're running video on it, you see who you're playing with. And all this guy had to do is
hit the center. IP address.
Who says that they can trace him through that? I don't even think the guy knew which one of the guys he was playing it online.
If it's that big of a deal to where a SWAT team was called in, they're going to question every fucking
body. Yeah, the person who called, they're going to go to where the call was
made. Who was
made
in the party with him? Who was he playing with? And they're going to handle it that way.
Maybe.
Do you remember after Obama got elected, a fucking child, like he's 11, 12, got an Xbox Live and started making death threats to Obama. And they questioned everybody that guy had contact with, or that kid. And there's some games where it's just random matching. It's not like you're playing with someone on your friends list. And they were questioning those people. Like, they were getting, hi, FBI, we have a few questions for
you. Yes, but this is the FBI and the Secret Service. I mean, we're talking about a local police force.
In Littleton, Colorado, they're a little jumpy over shit like that.
Yeah.
A little bit sensitive. They got some serious rabbit ears for that type of shit.
But Chris, your point was that you'd question the legitimacy of this actually going down because there's a lot of felonies associated with this. Because we would hear about these kids getting in trouble for this. And I'm telling you, it's not that hard to mask where your phone call is coming from. If you want to call into 911, it's one thing to know that you want to trace somebody's call. You're expecting a call from a kidnapper or something, and you are going to start tracing that line. But all they have at a police dispatch is your phone number and probably your address popping up on a machine. It's like a caller ID.
Oh, that's all.
Well, no.
But you can block that, or you can redirect it. Okay. It doesn't trace an IP address from the phone call.
Nope.
And they could call from Skype. So what information do they get at the dispatch? Absolutely nothing. And yes, they could question everybody involved in the game, but this is just one instance, by the way. It always stems from a Call of Duty game.
There's a GPS in here. Like, there's GPS in everything. There's been GPS in your car for, like, the last 10 years.
If they knew where the call was coming from, but how are they going to trace a call from... It's not even about tracing a call. I'm just saying the dispatch, that when you call in a 911 call, they get just the information from where the phone call is coming from. And if you find some way to block that, they have no other options. It's not like they're trace the call and they're going to get into the computers and hack into it.
I have seen Enemy of the State, sir. It's not...
But
I saw it in a movie. Movies
no,
never
but
lie.
I also, but also too, I also have this theory about technology.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this
the phone, the iPad, my iPad. Broke iPad.
This is what they wouldn't let us have 10 years ago.
The phone?
Well, just this technology, everything associated with this. Imagine what they have right now that they're not letting us have.
Who's they?
That in 10 years, fucking the government.
The part of the government who...
The same government that was spending $62 for a hammer?
Showed up in 1946 in Roswell, New Mexico.
I put my tinfoil hat on, all right?
Showed up in 1946 in Roswell, New Mexico, picked up the crashed alien lander, took it to Area 51, created Project Blue Book, and then we had an explosion of technology in the last 60-plus years.
He put on a tinfoil football helmet. Jesus Christ.
I'm totally fucking around. I'm just basically repeating the plot of what? Men in Black? And a buddy of mine actually does believe this. And he also thinks that all world leaders are space
lizards.
You don't
think the government has got a leg up on technology on the rest of us?
No, because other countries do.
Other countries have a leg up on us. My dad worked for Air Force during Vietnam, Kirtland Air Force Base, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Special Weapons Lab. He saw an SR-71 that they 1967. This was not common knowledge to see this fucking plane take off and damn near go vertical up in the air, and was like, did I just see some alien shit? And he had top secret clearance, was you cannot talk about this. We will find you and throw you in the deepest, darkest part of a federal prison system. Not slam you in the ass prison system. You ain't going to come out but for 1 hour a week prison system.
Okay, but am I
going to have to delete this?
No, it's common knowledge. Now everyone knows the X-Men drive a Blackbird, an SR-71.
Oh, right.
But on.
No, I didn't hear the story until you saw it in the X-Men, by the way, but go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like I know too much.
That's making weapons. Yeah, that's what they're good at.
How
weapon
the fuck
technology.
Do you think technology comes about half the time? We don't NASA. Have the space race anymore. We don't have it really anymore. So military technology, drones, attacks, you know, stuff like that. That NASA? I think they come from military research.
Pornography is actually what drives technology these days.
Ejaculation.
It is true, man. The porn industry has been on the...
Most of the technology that's in your phone, the applications, the streaming video and audio and the compression and all that, was all driven by pornography.
Oh, pornography was the tip of the spear. That's how come when Blu-ray and HD DVD came out and they both said, we're not going to let you use us. The porn industry got pissed. And then, you know, finally they had to relent because they're just watching billions fly out the window by not having it. But I agree with that. So, yeah, I guess. Okay, so military-industrial complex, porn, and the remnants, the tattered remnants of NASA. Okay, so that's what drives
that's what our current technology is based on.
And what we can steal from China.
I'm interested. The song's called Dr. Sex. I want to hear it. I want to see where it goes. I just typed porn music into YouTube.
It just comes
on. Well, speaking of sexy, the new iPhone's coming out. And,
okay, guys. I'm going to go get a cigarette. You guys go ahead.
Well, no.
I can't afford that shit.
The song bores me. Dude, I do not pay full price, all right? I am Arabic, all right? It is in my nature.
I don't have an iPhone.
Do not pay full price.
I've never owned an iPhone, but I do have a smartphone. I'm not against owning an iPhone, but they're just a little too pricey for what I would get out of it, I think.
I just can't afford it. And I don't know shit about it. I guess I know the Android platform now because I've owned one. That's all I've ever owned.
The only reason I brought it up was not to geek talk about new Apple technology, but there is a feature on there. Are you guys familiar with NFC? Near field communication is what it stands for. Technology's been around for a while. Actually, it's very similar to how my son's DS communicates to mine and his sisters.
I know. I was waiting for it.
It's just a local wireless transmission. It's based on proximity. You know, it looks for other devices. Kind of like Bluetooth as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, that sounds like Bluetooth to me.
But this is a technology that can be used for data transfer, also for commerce, you know, actually using your phone to pay for shit or to exchange money person to person.
They do that shit all the time.
You use your internet connection on your phone to pay for shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I get what they're going here.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to send you up to the store, buy me a 12-pack, and I'm just like... You're paid, buddy.
Last
transfer.
The last iPhone that came out introduced the ID technology, the thumbprint recognition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that they had to put that security in place first, obviously, before they could put your credit card information into your phone and just allow you to wave it near terminals and pay for shit.
Let me jump on the dumb guy bandwagon.
Yeah. Quick.
What came first, the thumbprint or the face recognition? Or is the face recognition they give the face recognition to unlock your phone?
Retina scan.
My phone literally has an option to unlock it instead of doing like a number sequence.
It's your face phone recognition. Does. Your phone has that?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I would say that came first.
My lady friends, her old Galaxy had that.
That's like, what I, yeah, I have an exhibit.
Put it up to her face and then unlock it.
And it flat out says anyone who looks similar to you is going to be able to unlock your phone. But this, once again, is the exhibit, the little brother of the Galaxy Exhibit S15 million, whatever the fuck.
This big face tattoo getting involved. Start pushing tattoos on faces.
Well, I thought it was cool also that, just to get a little techie on this, they kind of managed to tweak the technology to create a little pulse so that it will actually charge the battery wirelessly as well, which we already have this technology. It's wireless charging.
Gotcha. Okay.
Has already been out there, but this is just one more instance of it getting closer to... I'm really looking forward to a life without cables. You've been over here and seen how many devices I can hook up at one time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, you know, the headphone cable gets wrapped around everything else and then it all goes to shit with one tug.
Hey, please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. When you buy something, Amazon's going to kick us back a little bit of money to help keep Christopher Media going. It's back to school time. You know, everybody buys everything on Amazon anyway. So just go there, click through, bookmark, help us out. Please and thank you. I don't want to try it from memory. DraftKings, one day fantasy sports. It's time. It's upon us.
It's football time.
Yes.
And they're giving away $5 million.
Football.
Yes, first week. It's many hours will be wild away in front of the TV for the next 4 months of Sundays.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and if the Lions do what they're supposed to do, still 4 months of Sundays. But you don't, I think I nailed everything. You don't have to, you're not stuck with the team.
No.
You get to draft a new one every day, and it's fun. Christopher Media listeners are winning real money every day. I'm not, because, I don't know, I can do regular, I don't know, once we get to football, things should go all right. Please click through the banner, ChristopherMedia.net. Please and thank you. That is going to wrap it up. This was interesting. Show.
Well, it didn't go quite how we wanted it to, and I wish we could have kept Todd on for longer, but maybe next time.
I feel like it's a radiothon. I feel like we've been down here for about 6 hours. But thanks for listening every Monday and Thursday on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on ChristopherMedia.net. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Later, guys.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.